Hello and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
And it's always a pleasure spending a weekend with you, especially this time of year, Leslie, because this is the wind down to the end of the year and the wind up for the holidays. So lots going on at this time.
It's true. Although, as you know, where we are in the northeast part of the country, it's been so warm. Some days it's been in the upper 60s, 64, 67 degrees around there, that it almost feels like spring.
It does. And it's so unusual because we're so used to being in the midst of cold at this time of year to see people running in shorts or wearing no stockings and, you know, sandals. Very bizarre. And now I know what it's like to be in Florida at Christmas time.
It's true. But I will tell you that if, in fact, I don't believe it is, but if it's a result of global warming, I'm all for it. Sign me up. I want more global warming.
So you like it? You like the warmth?
Yeah, I know. You like cold. You like hot. You like cold, right?
No, I don't like hot. I like cold.
Oh, you like cold. But I'm all for this. You know, if I can wear a light jacket and some boots, I'm happy.
Well, then you need to move to California.
No. Oh, please. What? Are you crazy? No.
So in other words, you just like the weather but don't want to be there.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the majority. Most people are delighted, and I'm the one that's walking around, you know, sort of bickering and moaning and groaning, and why is it not colder? But people think I'm weird.
Yeah. Plus, California has high gas prices, which leads me into the story I wanted to talk about. In the area of news you might have missed, this is news you most definitely missed, but I feel like we need to highlight it.
Okay.
This is a story out of Voorhees, New Jersey, which is South Jersey. And if you know anything about New Jersey, one of the things it's known for is cheap gas.
Oh, yes. That's why we go to New Jersey, is to get the gas.
Right. It's a good, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 cents lower than any of the surrounding areas. So there's a, I'm not sure if it's Lukoil or Lukoil, L-U-K-O-I-L.
I think that's Lukoil.
Luke Oil Station that's apparently gone rogue. There's cheap gas prices all over the country now, and in New Jersey, it's at about $1.79 for regular.
Right.
This station is charging $3.98 a gallon, and people are going out of their minds. They've reported him. They've called Action News, the special group called Call for Action, which investigates this sort of thing. Call for Action went out. They asked why. Why are your gas prices so high? Why are you trying to rip people off? And the person that owns the station said, I don't make the gas prices. My boss does. Ask him. And when they asked him, he said, because I feel like it. So it's $3.99 a gallon, and people are losing their mind over
it. But obviously you don't need to go to that station because there's plenty of gas stations around. So he's not getting business, is he?
That's right. I don't understand the uproar about this, which is why I brought it up. I'm glad you made that point. The guy wants to charge $3.99 a gallon. Across the street is a Citgo station that charges $1.79, right? If you don't like the gas prices, don't go there. Why do you have to call the police? People are calling the police for this, and the police are showing up to investigate it.
Oh, my goodness. So it is interesting because it's not a good business model. I'm curious to know what his thought process is. Maybe he really just doesn't want to have business.
I don't know. Maybe, look, somebody's kid went there and wasn't paying attention, and he filled up for $65 for 12 gallons of gas.
Right.
So lesson learned, right? Mm-hmm. Caveat emptor.
Right.
You know, make sure you know what you're paying for. You could have gone across the street and paid probably $12 instead. And the parent company, the people that supply the gas, say they haven't supplied product to that station in months. No kidding. He doesn't need it because he's not selling anything. So it seems to me this problem is kind of taking care of itself. We really don't need to call the authorities for this.
What a bizarre story. And because really the interesting piece of this is when everybody else is charging such low prices, what is his reasoning? I feel like it is not a great answer, but there's got to be something behind it. Maybe he just wants to go out of business. Maybe he's done with this whole gas business
maybe
thing.
Maybe it's a front for drugs or mafia. Who knows, right?
Right.
Whatever it is, right? If you don't want to pay the price, go to the next station, which is across the street, and shut up.
Now, so let me ask you a question, Leslie. Are you a good shopper? That brings up the question of, you know, doing comparison shopping, which we do online or we do in stores. Do you comparison shop or do you buy the first thing that you see?
When I'm online, I comparison shop vigorously. Yeah, I will, and I'll look for an online coupon before I'll buy.
Oh, me too.
And usually I find one. But when I'm out in the world, and I want a sandwich or something, I just go into the first place and pay what they ask. What about you?
Well, I don't mean a sandwich per se, but I mean a piece of clothing or no, I like to comparison shop a little bit, but I do say, like you, if I see something I like and it seems reasonable, I'm going to go for it.
Sometimes your time is worth money.
That's correct. And our time is with you on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
With you. Promising news about an interesting potential cancer fighter. And it's a nut, literally. According to the latest research, pistachios seem to help reduce the risk of developing lung cancer due to their high gamma-tocopherol content. Gamma-tocopherol is a form of vitamin E that is a proven cancer deterrent. In fact, Penn State researchers now say a daily dose of pistachios lowers cholesterol levels by as much as 11%. And pistachios happen to also be the lowest calorie of nut. Lung cancer kills more people per year than breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer combined. Natural News recommends 117 pistachios a day. But according to the pistachio study, that's only 2 ounces of pistachios, and happily, it's not enough to be fattening. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer became the first receiver to win Super Bowl MVP honors. In Super Bowl X, his acrobatic catches and 161 receiving yards helped lead the Steelers to victory.
Now he fires for the ball.
So, where is Lynn Swann now? Lynn spent 30 years wearing the yellow blazers of ABC Sports. He serves on the boards of Heinz and Hershey Resorts and is part owner of the Arena League's Pittsburgh Power. Lynn's a past chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness, and in 2006, he threw his hat in the political ring.
If you want change, I'm your guy. I want to be governor of Pennsylvania.
Not enough votes to get elected, but more than enough to make it into Canton. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Minions.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are Sisters, in theaters December 18th.